Today marks the 800th anniversary of the signing of the Magna Carta. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Polito, associate professor of political science and public affairs at Seton Hall University, discusses this milestone and the lasting impact of the document.
On June 15th, the Magna Carta turns 800, and many people are reflecting on how the document relates to our lives today. As it turns out, the Magna Carta, or Great Charter of 1215 AD, continues to influence the development of law on this side of the Atlantic, as well as in England. In a landmark case just 7 years ago, Justice Anthony Kennedy cited the Magna Carta when he ruled that Guantanamo Bay detainees were entitled to petition the federal courts for release from confinement. Magna Carta decreed that no man would be imprisoned contrary to the law of the land, Kennedy wrote in Boumediene v. Bush, as he explained why the detainees must be allowed to make habeas corpus petitions asking for freedom. Then Kennedy went on to explain that over time, habeas corpus had become the means by which the promise of Magna Carta was fulfilled. The Magna Carta lives on in our constitutional law. The promise that Justice Kennedy invoked in his Boumediene opinion was the fundamental idea that the government must act lawfully, that the government is subject to the law, just as citizens are. Over the centuries in England and the U.S., this idea has been tested and reaffirmed. Our Constitution says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, and that is a direct reference to the Great Charter. Due process is another way of saying law of the land. Courts have decided what due process means in a variety of cases, and today they're called upon to weigh due process against threats of global terror, as Justice Kennedy did. Over time, the Magna Carta's core principle has been a constant reminder of what liberty means. 800 years later, it's still a document we turn to, and that is a legacy worth celebrating.
That was Robert Polito of Seton Hall University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Still spike the vital nerve. Charter through the Magna Carta, champ like Otis and Carter. Wild like a shell and chow. A man is harbor. King got the vines. Lost his shines. Headed first open like a bottle.